Yeah. Welcome back to the sit down. First and foremost, you know, I really want to give a big shout out to God, really, you know what I'm saying? Because number one, without him, I want y'all to understand this. The person, I don't care what you call God, it ain't my business. As long as you got a relationship with your higher power, I don't care if you call it God, the universe, source, whatever you want to call it, that's on you. It's not my place to tell you your relationship with God. I mean, see, I should have just kept the tape rolling. Because these after segment conversations is what we need to be recording, you know. So, first and foremost, here's what I want y'all to understand. I really appreciate everybody, and I say this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for sharing the post. Thank you for sharing the links to the sit down. I really appreciate it because, you know what, I never pictured myself here. I had this conversation about a few weeks back with Julu, and I told you that I never really seen myself in the position, and Ju told me, you should have seen yourself in this position. You know what I'm saying? He said, you should have seen that. He said, because number one, you're supposed to be here. And so I had this conversation with Ju before Larry got here, and I was telling Ju, man, how much I appreciate him, man, and how much I love him, man, and how you continue to make me keep reaching, you know. And I see this now in Larry. Man, bro, you got me reaching, baby. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that we talk about, man. So I want to propose this to y'all, man. We got to keep spreading the truth, man. Larry, I think we need to, we got to have a man's night with cigars and stuff that we do, man. And we got to just keep kicking the science, man. I don't know how you feel about it, man. But you know what I'm saying? We need to do this. I mean, Ju, I can't even say it enough, man. Larry, I don't care. I can text Ju. It don't matter. I'd be like, hey, man, I got this idea. I want to do this. Whatever, Ju, I'm down. What you need me to do? And that's just how he's been. And I see that same thing in you, bro. And I really appreciate this for you giving me this opportunity, man. Hold on. For y'all giving me this opportunity, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, I know we've been a little bit everywhere. And for those who are going to go back and listen to this, the number one thing that I want to tell you is this right here. We understand everybody that's protesting, but find out the reason why you're protesting.
Right.
Find out why you're really doing what you're doing.
Right.
Find out, okay, because you're mad at the white racist cops or whatever the case may be, you're protesting, but find out what makes you want to tear up some stuff.
Right.
I mean, find out about you. Larry, what do you want to say to somebody right now? Who may have been to a protest, who may be thinking about protesting, somebody that may be mad against white racist cops or whatever the case may be. What's your point you want to drive home, bro?
I like to say, take pride in being black. You know, take pride in the history that we've had to overcome so much just to have so far to go.
Say that, bro.
And with this whole protest deal going on, I tell people, don't allow emotions to control.
Say that again, bro.
Your decision making.
Real talk. Right. Say it.
You know what I mean?
Again,
because
bro.
I always say, you know, when your emotions running high, you make bad decisions, and that's any phase in life.
Mm, that's for real.
You know
that's
what I mean? So
that's true.
Be real about what you're protesting. There's no need to like when they allegedly burned up the Target,
yes,
and it came back that the cops actually did it.
Yeah.
But you know, I remember hearing the saying that from Bruce Lee, that people like to hit things that don't really hit back.
Bullets
don't hit back.
With the whole force
right,
being at the police officer's house.
Yeah.
They weren't policing that building, but if someone does something to you take the fight back to them.
Absolutely.
And really, being a football coach, it's war.
Yeah.
It's me against this team. Yeah. Everybody that look like me in the same uniform, that's who I'm going to war for.
Yeah.
And really, man, you know, like, the whole Black Lives Matter, you can't make anybody else understand how important your life is to somebody else until it's really important to you.
Absolutely.
And really, like I've been telling people, it's time for these rappers' ratings to hit a hit, because all they're doing is talking about putting bullets in each other's heads.
Right. Man, that's it, man.
TV One or whoever has these reality TV shows, it's time for the ratings to take a dip.
It's time for us to go after them.
It is, because they're doing nothing but showing us it's okay to be ignorant and not be model citizens in this world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're teaching us to be everything else, and yet everybody's just absorbing it. So what I would say to somebody is, man, just be true to what you believe in.
Yeah, man.
And there's no need to tear anything up to get your point across.
Yeah.
We're much better prepared to take on anything now than what we were 40, 50, 60 years ago.
Say that, bro. That's
so
real. That's
just,
real.
Just lead with your heart. You know what I'm saying? And let your intentions be pure. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Jew. What you want to tell the people, man? I already know you got some education.
No, look, hey, bro, let me tell you something. I don't even have words to add to what you just said, bro. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man. If my heart was in him.
Yeah.
Those are words that would come out, though.
Yeah, man.
I don't even have the words, man. That's where I am, man.
That's
I don't even know.
That's it, man.
Like, bro, like he said it.
Yeah.
He said it, bro.
That's it, man.
He said it.
That's it, man. You know, what I want to say, man, is this right here. You know, this whole segment came from, it just didn't come from George Floyd, but RIP to George Floyd. I'm going to tell y'all something, man, that I seen his brother. I seen the video of his brother, man, and he couldn't even really break it down to express himself, man. And in the midst of the interview, he broke down. And it touched me so much, man, to where, Larry, I just had to go back, man, and reevaluate myself. I had to go back and reevaluate myself, Jew. And as a man, we just talked about this stuff, man. And trust me, man. I mean, I love music. I love music, man. But I'ma just keep it real, man. Music is destroying our people, man.
It is.
It really is. These reality TV shows, they destroying our people, Joe. Yeah. They destroying them, man. Yeah. You've been on TV, man. First and foremost, you've been on TV. This shit wasn't even invented, Joe.
Yeah, right.
On TV, man. I mean, man, keep it a buck, Jew. I mean, tell everybody. I mean, seriously, man. They didn't even. This stuff wasn't even thought of when he was on TV, bro.
Right.
How bad does that make you feel about being on TV?
Bro, let me tell you, man. I've always been conscious, man. My mentor was Joe Clark from the movie Lean On It.
Absolutely.
He actually recommended me to be on television.
Yeah.
But I've been conscious, man, and I've been understanding what they do.
Yes.
Like I said, like I maneuver this country.
Yeah.
In a sense where as a visitor.
Yeah.
So I feel the pain, man.
Yeah, man.
It hurts. It hurts bad now.
Man.
But my issue, it's not even like I know what they do, though. Like, I know what they do. But what hurts me more is when someone who looks like me condemn me for my opinion.
Say it, bro.
And my logic being different from theirs,
yeah, man.
Not knowing we in the same damn struggle.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and we can disagree.
Without...
Yeah,
bro, and that's something I'm going through as we speak, man. Right now, I'm going through that right now on Facebook, man. Like, listen, you got cats that saying to me that I don't like black people because I don't agree with how they protest.
Yeah, You ain't supposed to.
You're
an individual.
First of all, let's put the stamp on it, brother. I'm a general.
Absolutely.
I'm a general. You know, I'm not a private or a PFC. PFC is a perfect fucking candidate.
Yes.
Okay. That's who.
Say that.
The first Gulf War, we sent them out there without gas masks to get a whiff of the gas. If they died, we'll replace them. I'm not expendable.
Okay? Absolutely.
I've been doing this for years, man. I'm at the point where I'm gonna sit down with the police union, with the mayor.
That's okay? What we need to do.
Listen,
real talk.
The those who protested is new to, let them go out there and throw the bottles and whatever else. That's not my position right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've earned my stripes. I've earned my stripes though.
Yeah.
So why beat me up? Why are you beating me up?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know my position.
Yeah.
That don't make me less black. I just see these things from another perspective.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And you're supposed to.
Yeah.
You're supposed to. Let me tell y'all something, man. While all these protests and everything was going on, man, I spent my days, man, listening to Muhammad Ali. All right.
My guy.
I listened to Larry Drew will tell you, man, I spend majority of my day listening to positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me and Drew listen to the same thing. Billionaires Club, we listen to, you know what I'm saying, Team Fearless. We listen to all these things, man, that's about, you know what I'm saying, education, man, law of attraction and all of this stuff, man. We are on this. Mm-hmm. So, man, as this was going on, just yesterday, Drew, man, and this is so appropriate, man, right now, I was listening to Martin Luther King. And yes, I listened to Dr. King. I listened to him for a little bit, but then I started listening to Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And as I was listening to Muhammad, man, they asked him a bunch of questions, and this is what really resonated with me. Dr. King, before I got, because I keep referencing this, because I keep want to put these together, but
right.
Dr. King said in a calm way is that the person that does not use their mind cannot understand their true kingship and genuineness.
Right.
All right. But Muhammad Ali said this. He said that you can live your life. They asked Muhammad, what are you going to do when you get done fighting? You know what I'm saying? What are you gonna do? Muhammad Ali said. So he said he was gonna sleep, he was gonna rest. So he put this down, man, to this great synopsis, man, that I wanna tell y'all about. He said that, you know, if right now he said at that time he said he was in his 40s. He said that he probably had about 30 more years to live, and he said that if he equate the time that he lived to the time that he slept, he slept for 8 years. You know what I'm saying? And then he said, as I go to train and as I go do everything else and as I travel and everything else, he said, you know, that's probably 5 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And as he was breaking this stuff down, this is what he said that blew my mind. He said, the service to others is the rent you pay to be here on earth.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was floored. Like, the service to others is the rent you pay to be here on earth.
That's real.
But let me tell you what blew my mind. I rewinded this thing back like 17 times. 17. Because you would tell you when I find something that see, you can hear something.
Right.
You hear something the first time, you go back here the second time, go back here the third time, fourth time, be like, dang, that really clicked. You go back and you start it and hear it again. Oh, God, but 17, Larry, feel me on this. Some people can see further than others.
That's real.
This is what Muhammad Ali said. Some people can see further than other people, while some people are impressed with limitations.
Right. That's real.
We are so caught up on limitations, right, we are cutting down the people who can see just a little bit further.
Right.
Man, that got me, bro. That got me. And then he said this cold thing, man. And before I get out of here, man, I just want to thank everybody, man, who's been, you know, checking out the sit down. I'm talking about from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for y'all. Larry, I gotta break this off on you, man. And here we, you know what I'm saying. First of all, before I even break this off, man, anybody you wanna shout out, man, anybody you wanna, you know what I'm saying, just recognize before we get up out of here.
Man, I just wanna give, you know, honor to my family, you know, and to the city. Man, just be careful, you know.
Once we
chill out and get our thoughts straight, we'll be just fine. And especially speaking to my black folks, you know what I'm saying? We really need to detach ourselves from this world and focus on, you know, building each other up, you know what I'm saying, and uniting with one another. Because
say it, bro.
Like Julu always preaches, what hurts my brother should hurt me.
It definitely should.
And it's really not enough of that. It's really not enough of that. So we just gotta unite and we'll be fine.
Ju, what you gotta add, man?
Man, Brother Larry done stole the show. I don't know what to say yet.
I'm telling you, man.
Right. Hey, man, my brother done
that. That's what we do, man.
Yeah, that's why we here, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So I'm gonna leave y'all with this, man. This the part of the show where I give y'all the quote of the day. The other quotes that I gave you, take them, you did. But here's the quote of the day. Anything you put your mind to can be done. Another person's limitation of you doesn't have anything to do for you, it becoming your reality. Because check this out. I want you to dig me. Here's the main point of the quote. A person's superior beliefs will clash with someone that doesn't have limiting beliefs. I'm telling y'all. Huh? You smell me, Larry? You smell me? You smell your brother on that? Man, listen to me. Listen, a person's superior beliefs will clash with somebody that's got limited beliefs.
Yeah.
All day, right. Every day. This is sit down. This is how we get down. And I'm going to tell y'all this one thing right here. You can always, you want to be on sit down, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I'm challenging all real men, all real brothers. I'm challenging everybody who want to come, share your truth. I dare you hit me up. That's how this is. I dare you hit me up. And I'm going to tell y'all this right here. This is the series called Enough is Enough. But I'm going to tell y'all the new series that's coming. You know what I'm saying? The new series. Me, Julu, and Larry. Real men. Real standards. That's what's coming. Look out for that. I'm out, y'all.